Mayville Cardinals football team is 5-0 through five games and gets ready for a consequential conference matchup against St. Mary's Springs this week. Let's bring in the Cardinals head coach, Scott Hilber. Coach, you and I have talked in the past about your season opener and the meaning of it against Cedar Grove, Belgium, and how that usually serves as a barometer for where your team is at. What takeaways did you have from that game looking about a month back, and did you get a sense that a strong start could be brewing after that 33-20 win?
Well, Cedar Grove always presents problems in terms of they have always have great athletes, and they usually have some big kids. What we took away from that game was that we have the ability to play a power run football, which is what we prefer to do. And at the same time that we have enough athletes where we have the opportunity to cover a really athletic team that likes to throw the ball around. They certainly got some yards and points on us, but we were able to hold serve and score a couple more than they did. And we just walked away with some confidence to know that we can play with a real tough athletic team.
You mentioned that power run style that you guys have been operating with. Last year, I remember you had Sawyer Hardesty running for over 1,200 yards. He was your bell cow. This time around, you have a bit more of a spread out attack on the ground. It's Landon Baker. It's Tanner Schneider. It's Joe Promersberger. How do you learn which situations you want to use Landon or Tanner or Joe in, depending on how it matches up with their strengths and skill set?
You know, it's really a feel, and you don't entirely figure that out until game day. Mm-hmm. You know, we prepare the same every week in terms of, you know, we have a set number of plays that we have in our offense, and we come in every game prepared to use them all. And the way the game flows and how we're able to roll pretty much determines who's going to carry the ball the most. It's usually Landon. You know, we kind of run the offense through him. Traditionally, we run the offense through our tailback, and that doesn't change. He's a super talented kid. But we got the other guys too, you know, Joe Promersberger and Tanner Schneider and others, you know, behind there running really well, and they're getting stronger as the year's going on. And I think Emerson Mittelstadt, our quarterback, he's been getting really more confident in the option game. You can see him at the last couple games where he's real patient with the option game, and his confidence is going through the roof. So we like the balance, and, you know, it gives us a lot of options.
I'm glad you bring up Emerson there. That's my next question, is he's operating out of that run-heavy offense just like Ryan Clark did for you last year. Is it essentially the same offense at this point, or are there some new wrinkles that Emerson has had to learn that maybe he didn't see on the sidelines last year?
Honestly, it's the same. You know, the big difference is the tailback's not 240 pounds.
Sure.
when you get a guy going downhill like that, you get a lot of bodies on the ball carrier. So in this case, you know, Landon, he's a little bit more of a scat back, you know, and he's got great vision, and he twists and turns, and he's got awesome agility. You know, he's rarely ever going into a straight line like Sawyer has been known to do. But, you know, the offense is the same. You know, the operations and the philosophies are the same. It just looks a little different.
Coach, at this moment, your squad's the only undefeated team in the conference, and the defense is a huge reason why, too. There aren't a whole lot of teams across Wisconsin point blank allowing 7 points per game at this point of the season. What's been the key to their success halfway through the year?
I think a lot of that comes with our experience from last year, especially across the defensive line. All four guys that are playing our defensive line right now have started games last year. So when you can do that, in fact, five, quite frankly, we have four D-line positions, but the five guys that rotate through were all starters at some point last year. So that confidence comes with experience. And then even at the linebacker position, you know, we got a couple seniors that are playing really well. Devin Wendorf, particularly. Landon Baker's got moved back inside. And then the other two, Weston Teeters and Kevin Keller, you know, they're really coming on strong at the linebacker positions. And then defensive backfield, you know, again, we have experience. We got Emerson and Joe back there. Joe started all last year. Emerson started many times when we played against passing teams. So they just bring that confidence, and they understand the system, and they work within it really well.
St. Mary's Springs is on the docket for you guys this week. I know they lost their longtime head coach, and they're going under a little turnover in that regard, but the same holds true. They're still a strong football team, Coach. When somebody says St. Mary's Springs football, what can they expect to see on any given Friday?
Well, just a really well-prepared, hard-nosed team. That's how they always are. Some years they have, you know, an extreme amount of athletic ability that you can't overcome, and some years they don't. But the one thing that's always the same is they're well-coached, and they're tough kids. And, you know, Zach, the head coach over there, he's been there a long time. He's been the reason why their defense has always been so strong. And that obviously has stayed the same.
Should be a great heavyweight matchup. Coach Hilbert, thank you so much for the time as always, and best of luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Scott Hilbert, head coach of the Mayville Cardinals football team. Mayville and St. Mary's Springs face off on Friday night. Check the sports tab on DailyDodge.com for final scores from this week. For 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.